welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. Glad to have you with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful spring day in the valley.
Spring is springing. It just hasn't sprung yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll be here soon. But welcome to our show this morning. We're very glad you joined us. We have a great guest this morning. His name is Zach Wilson, and Zach is the owner of Powerhouse Comics. So we're going to be talking about Powerhouse Comics this morning, comic books in general. We're going to learn a lot from Zach about that. And I'm sure there are a lot of power or comic book enthusiasts out there. Randy, you still have a box of comic books.
Oh, yeah.
Books.
In fact, getting ready for the show we're talking about, so I'll be seeing Zach sometime in the next couple weeks.
Sure. So, well, with that, we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. SCORE is the organization that brings you this program every week. SCORE is a national organization that has a chapter in the Fox Cities called Fox Cities SCORE Chapter. We have our office in the Chamber Building. And we service an 8-county area, including Appleton, down to Oshkosh, and into Fond du Lac. We offer mentoring to business owners or those who are looking to start businesses. It's free mentoring. Our mentors are experienced business professionals who have a great desire to give something back to the community, and they find SCORE as a vehicle to do that. If you're interested in talking to a SCORE mentor, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Or call the chamber at 734-7101. And we have about 40 qualified mentors who will help you with the areas of expertise that you need. Maybe it's IT, perhaps it's marketing, banking, borrowing money, cash flow, accounting, HR issues, manufacturing, strategic planning. SCORE is there to help you start and grow your business.
And one of the best things about it is that our counseling and mentoring is free, so it's a free service provided for you.
Right. So what we'd like to do is tell you a little bit about what SCORE does other than just the mentoring, and Randy has some information about the Simple Steps program, and we're also going to proudly inform you of one of our very own, Mao Nguyen.
Right. In fact, I'd like to talk about that first this morning.
Sure.
Many of you are familiar with Mr. Mao Nguyen. He's a mentor with the SCORE Group. He is also a volunteer with Fisk here in the Valley, but he is also a very well-known author. He has his own book, which is called Winning Ways for Life. In fact, when you call in, we'll be more than happy to give you a copy of that as a thank you for calling in and talking to us on the show. However, what I'm going to talk about is that Mr. Nguyen is taking part in the book festival coming up here in Appleton, and will be presenting information and background on his book, so you'll be able to spend some time and meet the author. And like I said, we're very proud of Mr. Nguyen as being a SCORE mentor to be able to do this. It's going to be held on Monday, April 22nd, at 4 o'clock. It'll run from 4 until 5 at the Appleton Public Library. It's a free program. It's a Meet the Author program, part of the book festival. You come on into the library. It's in Room C, which is in the lower level.
Charlie.
C for Charlie, right. And it's also, there is no charge. You don't have to register. All you ask you to do is on April 22nd, 4 o'clock.
Show up.
Stop in Room C at the Appleton Public Library and meet our very, very distinguished author, Mr. Nguyen. He'll be talking about, like I said, Winning Ways for Life, which is an excellent book on how you as an individual, you as a business person, can handle your life and your finances, making all of it balance. And it's a very excellent program.
He also, in the book, Randy, as you know, he defines the balance in life between spiritual and financial. But he goes into the detail in the book about defining financial terms like irrevocable trusts,
right.
trustees, and all that sort. And they're very easy way to learn that. So people really get a lot of good information out of the book when they read it.
Absolutely. So please, if you can, plan on attending. And as I said, that's April 22nd.
And okay. Simple Steps coming up.
Simple Steps coming up. In May, we are going to have the first session of the 5-session program called Simple Steps. If you're thinking about starting a business, are in business and need help, or want to find out things that you don't know about running a business, the Simple Steps program can provide help and answers for you. It starts on May the 16th. That is is a Thursday morning, and it'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. It's $25. It'll be all morning. We'll be running from 8 o'clock until about 12:30.
What do we cover in that first session, Randy?
Very good coffee, excellent snacks, and an excellent lunch.
Bill likes to hear that.
Actually, that is going to be on the basics. We go through all the details about owning a business, starting a business, what's in a business plan, what the parts and pieces. It's a real good overview.
All the things to consider if you want to start your business.
And it talks about your personality, how you have to help live with your family.
What motivates you.
All the different things that are there. Then we go into sessions 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are very detailed. Session 2 goes into the types of businesses, what the business structures are all about.
LLC, sole proprietor.
Right. Then we go into marketing in section 3, which is includes social media as well as all of the basics.
You're not going to let me tell my tweeting joke, are you?
Once again, we'll be moving on because of the time restraints. section 4 is primarily in the area of financial planning, all of the different documentation that you need to do. And then section 5 is one that you get involved with also, which is the area of where do I find the money?
Approaching the lender.
Right.
Right.
You know, each one of these is a $25 program. The whole package is $125. We'd ask you to go out to our website. You can register for session number 1. And then also, if you wish to, register at the same time for sessions number 2, 3, 4, and 5.
When you go to the website, click on the local workshops button at the top of the screen, and that'll take you to the information for the Simple Steps program. One last thing, Randy. You have some information about veterans.
Yes, if you're a veteran out there and are interested in any of the SCORE programs, of course, as I said, the mentoring is always free to anyone, but the programs like the Simple Steps program, just simply go out to the national website, score.org, go into the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative, click on that, and it will give you a coupon. You bring it along, and we will give you free registration for any and all programs. And it doesn't matter when you served or what area you were in. As long as you are a veteran, please register for that, and we'll be very happy to have you attend free of charge.
And we thank all the veterans for their service, you included, Mr. Civil War veteran.
Right. Okay. How was George anyway? I didn't serve with him.
George was a good man. He didn't know how to navigate that boat, though.
Yeah, I know. Anybody who goes out in that kind of weather on a boat's got to be, you know.
But anyway, we also want to thank our sponsors who bring the show to you each weekend. Fox Communities Credit Union, we thank them for being a sponsor of BizTalk. Alberts and Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling has been on our program before. He will be coming back again, and he's enjoying his last tax weekend because on Monday tax season's over. Epiphany Law, thank you, Kevin Eisman, and your staff over there. The Business Law Boutique, Epiphany Law, specializes just in business law. We want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Mike Pulvermacher and his team built our website, BizTalk with SCORE. We invite you to visit us at BizTalk with SCORE and see what our shows are about, and you can listen to we archive shows on that program going all the way back to late 2010, so you can go back and catch up on past shows if you'd like to. And finally, we'd like to say thank you to Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, the publisher and the editor, respectively, of Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be as a business owner. For $20 a year, you can pick up a lot of good business information, things going on in northeast, east central Wisconsin. So with that, we're going to take our break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to start a conversation with Zach Wilson, owner of Powerhouse Comics in downtown Appleton. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Tony Bush and Randy Melzer in the studio. Again, we are very happy you joined us. We're going to learn about comic books. And for many of us, it's going back a few years into nostalgia world and remembering comic books. We'd like to welcome to our show this morning Zach Wilson. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program, Zach.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background and your business and where you're located and what do you do at Powerhouse Comics?
What I do is I literally sell books. I literally sell comic books, graphic novels, or collected volumes of books. I also, from time to time, sell like action figures and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But background, went to school for art, for fine art, that kind of thing.
And then you had a job, and you were telling us before the program you didn't really like that job?
Yeah, it was a physical job, which I don't mind, obviously.
Sure.
But it was a very dangerous job for
okay.
me. It was a job that I could potentially hurt or lose my hands at any given time.
Wow.
And as for an artist, that was kind of a scary thing.
You were very sensitive to that risk.
Yeah, very much so.
And because you wanted to keep your artistic talent sharp, you did a lot of drawing and things on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day you just happened to have a conversation with someone, didn't you?
Yeah. I was I've been going to Powerhouse Comics has been there in that location for about 20 years previous.
Where's it now? Where's it?
At 807 West College Ave.
Okay. Right across from the Paper Valley, is it?
No, right across the street from the Thompson Center.
Got it.
I'm like right next door to Frank's Pizza Palace.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows that then.
Yeah,
okay.
which is horrible for me because every time I leave to lock the door, I have to fight to go to my car, not to Frank's. it's such a temptation. But anyway, I've been going there as a customer for probably 5 or 6 years previous to purchasing the business, and I noticed that the original owner was getting up there in years, and I noticed that his niece and nephew weren't there anymore helping him out. And I asked Bob Larson, hey, what's going to happen when you retire? Thinking, hey, maybe this might go somewhere. And the first thing he asked me right away is, why are you looking to buy?
Mm-hmm. As I said, that's not an unusual comment from a business owner who's been in business for quite a few years.
Right.
They always have a plan, and that's usually the first question they ask. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at that time, little did I know that he was trying to sell the business.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he talked to a couple other people and just didn't seem like they were right. Mm-hmm. Or they couldn't get the business mindset kind of organized mm-hmm. in their mind. And at that was on a Friday. We talked about it at that moment. Like he told me, this is what I want to sell it for. This is the price. This is how I'd like to go about doing it. I said, okay, all right, well, let me think about that. Got in my car, texted my wife, said, hey, how would you feel if we were to maybe, if I were to buy the comic book store? And she's a big comic reader too, which I was really happy about early in our relationship. And, she said, well, that'd be really cool. Let's talk about mm-hmm. it a little bit. And like I said, this was on Friday. By Sunday night, we had already talked it over and said, yep, let's try it. Let's do it.
Had you had any retail experience, business experience prior to this?
Business? No. Retail? Yes.
Okay.
I used to live in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I used to work at a Barnes & Noble.
So you had some bookselling experience,
yep,
and that type of thing.
Yep.
Good.
And then right when I moved here to Wisconsin from Vegas, I used to work at Conkey's Books.
Oh, okay.
Which is unfortunately no longer there. I love that store.
Yep.
And then I'd also worked at Jerry's Tobacco and Pipe.
Okay, so you did have some retail background
mm-hmm.
in that specific area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I understand you did go to work for the comic book store before you bought it.
Yes. I helped Bob out probably 2 days a week for about 6 to 8 months
before I
was able to get everything organized and make the actual purchase.
Okay, so that learning the ins and outs, finding out what it was really all about.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
And we often advise clients in the SCORE chapter, anybody looking to start a business, to go get some experience working in that type of business before you actually commit to buying something or starting it, just to find out, is it really what you think it is? And many times people come back and say, boy, I didn't realize it was that many hours, or
right,
it really wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah, I had the experience this week of talking to a bunch of middle schoolers at the career fair, and that was one of the things that we stressed with them, is like during the summertime, if you have the opportunity to go to work part-time in an area that you're interested in, you want to start a business,
right,
a restaurant, go work for a restaurant, you want
right.
to be in retail, work
mm-hmm.
in retail,
mm-hmm.
find yourself something that relates to that, because otherwise just walking in cold, you're going to find out it's probably not what you think it was.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And
okay.
That's actually one thing I learned, even though I had helped out Bob for that amount of time,
mm-hmm.
Still that first 2-3 months was incredibly difficult. It took a lot of effort and a lot of time mm-hmm. away from my family.
Yep.
Which was not ideal, but in the long run, it helped me out quite a bit.
Right. And like you said, you have to bring the family into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joint decision there. I've heard people say, too, well, it's up to me what I want to do, but no, it affects everybody. And mm-hmm. so sounds like you went about it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Other big stumbling blocks that you had,
We need to take a quick break
here. Take a quick break, okay.
We'll take our quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll follow up with Randy's question. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Zach Wilson. Zach is the owner of Powerhouse Comics. Zach, tell us a little bit about where are you located, what's your website, what's your phone number? How would folks find you?
Okay. Well, as I stated already, the address is 807 West College Ave, right across the street from the Thompson Center, right. I'm 3 shops down from Frank's, and I can usually, someone calls me, that's my... You know where Frank's Pizza Palace is?
Sure.
Yes. So,
I would assume you've worked out an arrangement with them that you get a discount or so on for all the pre-advertising.
Yeah. Every now and then.
Right.
Yeah. The owner Jeannie is a great lady, and she'll sometimes
Frank's daughter, isn't it?
Yeah. Frank's daughter. Sometimes she'll slide me something every now and
Wonderful.
Then.
Wonderful.
Okay. You have a website?
Yes, it's phcomics.com, and like I said, people call me from all the time, mm-hmm. and the phone number is 920-733-9339.
Wonderful. Okay.
Well, if you have a question for Zach this morning, I'd like to give out the phone number. It's 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. And if you're at your computer, go to our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and go to the section that says leave a comment, and then mention your comment right there, and we'll see it right on your computer, on our computer. Randy's got his computer fired up here. And we can take your question or your comment on the computer, or we can take it on the phone call. Randy, what was that question you were going to ask then?
Okay, when we took the break here, we've been talking about how you got started and so on,
mm-hmm.
Learning the business and stuff. Were there other areas that you had as far as stumbling blocks in getting started that people should be, you'd like to tell people about?
Right away, the one that really was the most difficult, and it's probably for any business, is getting the money to either A, start your business, or take over the business like I did.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the most difficult thing.
Well, in your case, especially being a unique business, I would imagine it was even more problem.
Yes, that's something we talked about before the program,
mm-hmm.
saying that trying to procure that money was not easy, even though I was able to show a steady increase over the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
after the economy took its normal tank and all that,
right.
Almost 10 years ago now. And I could easily see that everything was going back up. I was able to show that to the lenders that I went and talked to. Even then, it was very difficult to explain
mm-hmm.
exactly how I was going to improve the business and how I was going to continue to show an increasing profit.
Okay.
So,
Zach, in the banking relationship and the discussions with the banks and the lenders, you put together your business plan.
Mm-hmm.
You had historical financials from the seller.
Yep.
You had all the information that I would, as a lender, typically want to see. One of the issues that business owners need to understand about lending institutions is they also are businesses, and they may not have an expertise in the business owner's in. And I think in the retail side, statistically, lenders have had probably a higher rate of failure than they might have had in the manufacturing side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that all retailers are going to fail. It doesn't mean all restaurants are going to fail.
Right.
There are success stories all over. But in the face of that difficulty finding a lender, mm-hmm. you persisted.
Yes, I did.
You didn't give up.
No, I. This was something that I seriously wanted to make a change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that this is something that I can retire from in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued to do whatever I could. I thought, well, is this something that I'm going to have to literally save up for every dollar
mm-hmm.
personally? And thankfully, I was able to talk to my future stepfather, potentially future
father-in-law. You mean?
No, actually, my stepfather. I made a mistake earlier.
Okay.
He was able to help me get the money I needed by doing a very convoluted, complicated loan procedure. But it got done. It did get done. And then I was also I also had other family lend me money as well. My father-in-law.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
In this particular case, my father-in-law loaned me some money to get the business.
Okay.
To get the actual working capital beside, that I needed those first couple of months.
All right. Yeah. When we're talking to people in some of our classes and so on, we talk not only about the traditional lending, the banks, which you went through and found it to be a very, very difficult process. Mm. But then there's also, of course, equity financing is out there where people actually take stock in your business and that type of thing.
Right.
And then there's the third way, and this is where the persistence comes in. And that's the area we refer to as the three F's in business. That is the friends, fools, and family. And it sounds like that you were at least able to work with family to be able to get something successful. Are you still allowed to come to the family reunions and stuff?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I am still paying that back. So,
okay.
But
good.
My father-in-law and I get along very well. He's very understanding, mainly because he is a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And when starting out, he had to do the same thing. He had to start his own business as a private practice. Mm-hmm. So he completely understands my point of view of trying to start the business. So he's very accommodating on that kind of thing.
I think what's important in your story, Zach, it's a very powerful story, in my opinion, of how you persisted and you just weren't going to give up and you found the pieces to make it work. But what you really did was you were so confident in the nature of the business due to your research and your motivation and what drives you. There was no doubt about your commitment to this business.
No.
A lot of business people starting a business or acquiring one should really look at you as an example and recall, and they should set as their goal and recall what you went through and make sure that they measure up to the same level of persistence and passion in whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that pursuit of knowledge and understanding of the industry that makes the lender feel comfortable in making you a loan because they know you can then pay it back.
Right, yeah.
There's no point in getting into a business that can't generate the cash flow to pay the loan
right, exactly,
back.
Yeah. And then in my case, the amount that I pay back for the loan is a certain dollar amount, obviously, and I way overpay. So I've already
prepaying then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a year in, and I'm basically thumbing my nose at them. Saying not only am I making my payments back, but I'm doing more every month. How do you like that?
And that saves you money.
Yeah, that saves you a lot of money in the long run. Yeah, and it also gives you that feeling of being successful and doing what you want to do and doing what you love.
Exactly.
Okay. When we talked about this, we just opened up with the idea, of course, that you run a comic book store.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the product line. Actually, there's more to it than just comics, I would guess.
More or less, yeah. My shop is an exclusive comic book shop.
But, okay.
There's basically three major comic book shops in the valley, or the extended valley, I guess you'd put it.
Okay.
There's one comic book shop in Green Bay. There's one comic book shop in Oshkosh.
All right.
I'm the only one in between.
Okay.
Yes, there's other shops in the valley that sell comics, but I'm exclusive.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I do. I do comic books. Collected comic book volumes, graphic novels, trade papers, whatever you want to call them, comic book supplies, and then some action figures, not a whole lot.
Right.
But personally, yes, I do new comic books and then old comic books. So older collections going all the way back to the 50s and 40s and 30s. I think my oldest comic book I have in the shop is 1951, as a matter of fact. So I have what's called a Golden Age comic book.
As you were doing this, though, did this kind of grow as far as the different products that were being sold through the store, being handled through the store?
Personally, maybe a little bit, but not too much. I basically just continued to expand what Bob Larson had started and tried to make it maybe more accessible, I guess.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Because, like I said, by that point, Bob was just starting to slow down. You know, he was enjoying the conversation of talking to his customers more. He wasn't really doing a whole lot of advertising anymore. And since then, I've been doing a lot of advertising.
Okay.
So if you'd like to give us a call and ask Zach a question, I'd like to give out the phone number again. It's 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. And Randy has his computer fired up here. You can send us a comment on our website, biztalkwithscore.com. Go to leave a comment and post your comment in the box. We'll get it right away. Zach, with your business mm-hmm. and the things that are going on, what is the health of the comic book industry? I mean, as a general trend, how is that going?
It's actually very considerably on the upswing.
Okay.
I wouldn't say mainly due to, but strongly due to the superhero movies that have come out in the last couple of years. Marvel, especially mm-hmm. Marvel Comics, has been knocking it out of the park.
And, okay.
We've got two major Marvel comic movies coming out this year. And then over the last 2 to 3 years, they've been continuously doing much better. DC obviously has had the Dark Knight,
right.
the Batman,
yeah, Batman
trilogy.
Really big, yeah.
Yep. And then this summer there's Man of Steel coming out. So a huge Superman resurgence I've been seeing at the shop.
Wonderful. Okay.
Zach, are the younger people interested in comics, or is it just old guys like Randy and me with nostalgia?
Oh, no. I get quite a bit of younger people. More often than not, it's been the kids of the parents who come in.
Okay.
And or it's
so it's younger people as well as nostalgia.
Yeah, very much so.
Good.
Yeah.
Zach, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Wynn. How are you? Good morning, Wynn. Wynn?
Do we lose him?
I guess we lost him.
We lost him. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
With regard to your store, are you considering expanding at all? Are you considering, you mentioned you're the only location in Appleton between Green Bay and Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you considering, do your plans include the possibility of putting another store somewhere?
Extreme possibility, yes. I am probably much like first year business owners, I'm the only guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm the only one, quote, on the payroll. I do have a couple people that help me out from time to time, which I'm very grateful for all their help, but I'm the only person there. So step number one is get a real full-time employee.
Okay.
And then from there, I'd like to expand and maybe open up another shop, but that's maybe 10 years down the road or
okay.
so.
You do have a long-term plan that would
yes.
allow for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's okay. also what I would also stress to anybody else who is going to buy a business or start up a business, is have a long-term plan.
Wonderful. Okay.
Don't just try and, you know, obviously it's not going to be the most important thing starting up, but have that idea.
Right.
You know, try and plan that you're going to go somewhere. You're not just trying to make your daily payments, your weekly payments.
That's great.
Strategic plan and have
yeah.
a budget.
Correct.
Well, Wynn, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. What's your question?
Good morning. First of all, let me express my real enthusiasm about the impressive life story of Zach Wilson.
Thank you.
And I want to ask you this one. May I be able to use as a reference point for some of our potential business people who want to start business, especially when I'm really impressed is that how dedicated you are and how persistent you are in finding the lender, getting the seed money.
Thank you.
And this is what I really like to help some of our school clients with that. Will you be able to in other words, can I use you as a reference point?
Oh, I'd love, yeah, of course.
Great.
Well, that would be great.
Sure. Okay.
Excellent.
You make my day. You make my, you know, I was listening, and what an impressive
thank you.
Success story.
I'm happy to help.
Well, Wynn, I would just like to say that Zach has a lot of comic books that are caricatures of you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it calls him Superman. You are a Superman, Wynn. Thank you for calling this morning.
Oh, you're right. Welcome. Yeah.
With that, we're going to have to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side with the final segment of the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're in the studio with Zach Wilson, the owner of Powerhouse Comics, and Zach has been sharing his story about how he acquired the company from the seller and the experiences he had pursuing lending. He's been telling us about his marketing and so on. It's been very informative for us. And Randy, you have a question about marketing on this.
Right. We were talking a little bit. You said you're just entering a new phase with your promotion and advertising and so on. Could you kind of fill us in a little bit about a marketing plan, how you put this together and what you plan to do?
Well, primarily, in general, I would recommend to any business person is find exactly what your niche is, do your research. This is really important on the business plan part. When I first started the business, was find what your market share is. You know, find exactly what where your market is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find your demographic. That's
right.
Very, very important. Starting out, I just needed to get advertising out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got approached by the Pulse Crescent, as
okay.
a matter of fact, and it seemed at the time to be the best option for me, mainly because of budget.
Right.
You know, it's my first year. I don't know how much I'm gonna be able to spend per month. I kind of took a stab in the dark, and I lucked out, to be honest
okay.
with you. You know, I knew how much I had to spend.
Okay, that's a very important part, is having that marketing budget
right.
set, and you know where you're at.
Exactly, and I knew how much I had to spend, and I thought to myself, well, am I going to see a return?
Very good, yeah.
You know, okay. am I going? Then that was, and it's like, I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. I'm going to try it. So I put it forth, and I was helped by Pulse Crescent very well. They
okay.
helped me. They helped me build an ad and all that kind of stuff for the paper. But I realized that I really wasn't seeing, unfortunately, seeing a large return.
Okay.
So I decided to go a different way. And because of all the superhero movies and all the comic book movies that are coming out this summer, I decided to go into the theater.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have a theater ad in the previews before.
Well, can't argue with that idea.
No,
I mean, that's where everybody is.
Yeah, so I had a 15-second spot. I was super excited about doing it.
Super.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Now, we're running low on time, but I want you to mention, you told us on the break you have an event coming up in May.
Yes.
Please mention that.
Okay, yes. First Saturday in May every year, in this case May 4th, is Free Comic Book Day. The industry purposely prints free comics to be distributed, and I will be holding this event. It's running from 11 to 7 at the shop. May 4th.
And where's your store?
807 West College Ave.
What's your website?
phcomics.com.
And if
okay.
someone wants to call you?
It's 920-733-9339.
Thanks, Zach.
Sure.
At this time, we usually ask our guests to leave a biz tip.
I would say always follow your dreams if you can, but don't let it come to you. Always go for it for yourself. Do the work yourself. Be persistent. Literally, get up and take it by the horns.
Just grab it and take control of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's all on you. You're the one that's going to be the most invested in your business. Do not give up. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That follows along with a lot of the things that we try to tell our clients as we go along, to be sure that they, you know, have the attitude that, you know, it's up to them. They have to be the risk taker. They have to be willing to get out there and do what needs to be done.
Yeah,
so
be as confident as you can.
Okay.
Believe in yourself, literally.
Yeah, the old joke is, if you don't think you look good on a horse, it's very hard to lead a cavalry charge.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Zach,
we want to thank you for being our guest this morning on the program.
You're welcome, guys.
It was a really good show, and best of luck to you and your business.
Thank you.
Keep us posted how it's going.
All right, love to.
And thanks for using SCORE in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest next week is going to be John Burns. John is a SCORE mentor. He's going to share some of the experiences he's had in his business career, and he's going to share some experiences about being a SCORE mentor.
Right, right. And just one quick reminder again, on April 22nd, meet the author as part of the book festival here in Appleton. Meet Mr. Mao Nguyen, the author of Winning Ways for Life. He'll be at the Appleton Public Library from 4 to 5 in Room C.
Good. Well, thank you very much again, Zach. Really enjoyed having you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you all next week. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.